A scare yesterday afternoon for the Gary Portelli team was single bullets. Let's go and get the latest from the trainer. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew.
Scare yesterday when you came back and there was skin or the hair on the horse's legs was taken off both front legs. How is single bullet this morning?
Look, he went out and did some track work this morning and he moved beautifully. No issues with his movement. The vet has just left our stable and passed him fit to run. Obviously, we'll be monitoring again tomorrow because, you know, these things sometimes, if there's bruising, could come out again tomorrow. Maybe might be sore tomorrow. But today, certainly 100%. He said he couldn't scratch him if he was racing today or tomorrow based on what he's seen today. So we'll have another look at him tomorrow just to be sure and protect the punters, of course. And as I said to him, if I'm not happy with the horse, there's no way in the world I'd be running him.
Yeah.
You know, the size produce is a couple of weeks' time. He doesn't have to run this weekend, but if I'm happy to run him, then and the vets are happy, we'll be running.
Yeah, and the main thing is that for many listeners that may not have heard it late yesterday when we had you on our National Racing Service when the story occurred, is that you feel the horse may have got down for a sand roll and has pushed itself off the wall and just taken, as I say, the hair or some of the hair off those front legs.
Yeah, what happened was he was in his stable during the day, as they all are. Probably, we're not sure when it happened. It's just when the guys came to work in the afternoon, about 2:30, they found him with some hair off his right front leg, a little bit off the left leg, not much there, and a little bit of a skin off his shoulder, just the side of his shoulder, and also a little laceration to the top part of his eye socket, just at the back, nowhere near his eye, but just above his eye.
Yep.
It looked like, you know, it was fairly fresh, so I'd only just done. He's probably rolled over, mate, just got himself pinned against the wall. You know, sometimes they panic and they push themselves off. Obviously, they push off of their legs.
Yep.
He wasn't able to use his feet. He was able to push off of his knee. So he's grazed his knee, just like a graze you'd see on the kid at the school falling over on the toe, you know.
Yep,
there's no open wound. It's only cosmetic. If it was a show, we're in trouble. It's a race. It's not going to worry.
Yeah, and I understand. And how's the filly? She Will Reign. We spoke with Ben Mellum about half an hour ago. He's really happy. Hearing from you, the progress is solid.
Yeah, look, mate, she's rock hard. Obviously not going to get the conditions which she's suited to. Horses like her really need usually to run on good tracks to run time. But I think she's done enough on the wet track to suggest she's not hopeless in it.
No.
And I'm not going to tie him down to instructions. I just heard Paul saying about the speed in the race. And, you know, obviously we'll be monitoring the way the day's playing. And we don't have to be anywhere, you know, near the lead if we don't want to be. She's come from behind before. So I'll just leave it to our jockey. When the gate's open, it's his horse. And hopefully, that, you know, it's all about keeping something for that last 400 metres because it's going to be a tough 1,200 tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we've been taking talkback calls, Gary, while the vet's been there. And Patrice, going back to one of our earlier calls, said this is a 1,400 metre race on Saturday.
Exactly. And that's what I'm glad I ran it 2 weeks ago. I know there's enough knockers out there saying I shouldn't have been running on a heavy track. But, geez, I'm glad I ran on it now because she's going to have to fall back on that fitness now.
Yeah.
She had a hard run on a very tough track. And, you know, I'd hate to have been going from 1,100 to 1,200. And as you said, it's going to feel like a 1,400 without a run in between, you know, 4 weeks between runs. I think I've done the right thing. I'm comfortable with the horse. You know, obviously, I'm not comfortable with having a heavy track because I think she's the fastest horse in the race. And she's not going to be able to showcase that with the track the way it's going to be. So, but it's a tough race, and I'm sure that the fittest and toughest horse will win the race.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so single bullet pass fit to run by Racing New South Wales vets a short time ago, and we'll monitor that. Good on you, Gary. Thanks for taking our call, mate.
I'll be able to eat some breakfast now.
Go and enjoy it. I wish I was there about to eat it with you. Gary Portelli.